Hello and welcome to Whitfield Word of Life broadcast. I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman, pastor at Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church. Good to have you tuned in to the broadcast today. We hope that God touches your heart. We're a church that believes in the full gospel, believes that God is ready to work and willing in this last day. Believe in God for the moving of His Spirit, for the touch of His mighty power. If you would like to be in any of our services, we are located about a mile and a half south of the Beardale Crossroads on Highway 87. Our service times are Sunday school Sunday morning 9:45, Sunday morning worship at 11, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., Wednesday night prayer meeting at 7 o'clock. We're glad to have you in any or all of these services, and we're looking for God to touch and move in people's hearts. This message, this broadcast is meant to portray to bring the gospel to you. There's nothing more important than the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe God to minister, to move, and to meet needs. If you would like to also contact us by the way of the World Wide Web, we can be reached at www.WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. You can reach us by the way of the telephone at area code 850-675-6079, or by the way of postal service at Word of Life Broadcast, 5752 Hosea Gilman Road, Milton, Florida, 32570. We hope you enjoy our broadcast. It is meant to encourage those that are serving God, to reprove those that are careless, and to warn the lost, to flee the wrath to come, and to seek Christ, the only one who can save mankind. We believe in full regeneration. We believe that God will save. We believe that God will deliver. We believe that God heals. We believe that God is ready to move in this last hour. I hope that you enjoy the broadcast. May God bless you. And I pray.
Zechariah 4 and 6. Did he answer the statement of me saying, "This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts." Amen. So here in Zechariah, we all know that there that Zerubbabel, God had given a work to do. Isn't it amazing that most of the time when God gives folks work to do, it is not in, if you will, by man's standards, good conditions to do that work in. You see, God never anywhere in the Word of God puts a clause in His Word, nor when He deals with man does He put any kind of catch-22 or clause. If the conditions are right, I want you to do this. Hello, it's not in there. Amen. Why? Because God's Word and God's purpose and God's Spirit works in all the conditions of life. Amen. It works no matter, amen, what kind of a nation you live in. It works whether you live in a free capitalist country or whether you live in a communist country. Hello? God, none of that, amen, hinders God in your life. Amen. Listen, and God makes doesn't give us a place of making excuses. Amen. I would, Lord, but this and but that. And then you have to get over those B-U-T, those interjections have to be gotten rid of. Amen. If we see God, I said, if we have a vision of God, amen, we find out that, and if we have the real vision of God, we find out that God is bigger than all of the circumstances. Amen. For just a little while this morning, nothing is greater than God's grace. Nothing. Amen. And when I say nothing, I mean N-O-T-H-I-N-G. Big, fat, nothing. Amen. Is greater than God's grace. Amen. The only thing that is greater than God is what we will allow to be greater. Amen. How do we do that, Brother Joe? By not allowing God to work in the matter. Amen. Come on. There is no mountain. There is no valley. Amen. There is nothing that is greater than the grace of God. God gave me this message several years ago. I listened to that song on the way home. Amen. And it got to burning in my heart, and I sat down a little while later and, amen, wrote down some notes. Amen. I can tell you nothing is greater than God's grace. I'm gonna spend some time here, and I'm going to spend some time in the book of Romans, chapter 8 this morning. So if you want to, amen, be going there, we'll be there in just a minute. Amen. But here in Zechariah, amen, Zerubbabel is by the prophet Zechariah has been inspired by God. Amen, to, if you will, encourage, amen, and prophesy to old Zerubbabel concerning the rebuilding of the temple. Amen, it has got started. Amen, opposition has arose. Amen, and they have laid waste the working on the house of God. Amen, and there's a foundation that is there, but it just sits out there and mocks. Come on, listen. Amen, it's very easy to start something. Amen, but my Bible says that Jesus Christ is what? The author and the finisher of our salvation. Oh, my goodness. He's the first and the last. He's the beginning and the end. Amen. So not only will God start something, He will finish it. The Apostle Paul, amen, said to the church at Galatia when he has rebuked them, he said, I believe that God has begun a good work in you. Amen. Then he says these words, and I believe that He also will finish it. Amen. Come on. But that, you see, God finishing what He starts is up to you and I. Just as this the starting is, so is the finish. Amen. What do you mean, Brother Joe? As I begin with Him, I must continue with Him. Amen. I come to an altar January the 13th about where that box is sitting right there. And yes, I still remember that morning. It's been quite a while ago. Amen. But I knelt down right about there. Amen. And I had, amen, a brand new beginning. Amen. I had what we call, amen, in the church world, regeneration. Amen. Old things are passed away and all things are become new. Amen. It was a whole new transformation. Amen. I was telling some people this morning. Amen. I listened to a little, amen, of Lynn Wood yesterday, and he's explaining why his family don't want anything to do with him. Amen. He said, a year ago, I had a conversion in my life. I met Jesus Christ. Amen. And I'm trying to reach my family. Amen. They don't want me. Amen. Now listen, Jesus said, and He quoted part of the Scripture. Jesus said, think that I'm come to send peace. He said, nay, but a sword. I'll set a man a house at variance. I'll separate the father and the son. Amen. Why, Brother Joe? Somebody's got to choose. Amen. That old song that the group down here in Pensacola sing. Amen. I'll take Jesus. Amen. I'll take Jesus. I've tried those earthly pleasures, and they failed. When I see the gates of heaven, and I hear the Master say, Jesus or the world, my son, which one will you take? You see, amen, we're all going to be judged on primarily one thing. What have we done with Christ? Amen. Come on. Have we allowed Him, amen, to be an absolute Lord and Savior? Or have we been, amen, religious in our endeavors? Amen. Brother Tony was talking in the Sunday school lesson this morning, amen, about Jesus and about working, the working of God. If He lives in us, I said, if He lives in us, shall He not continue to do what He's always done? Amen. He hasn't changed. Hebrews 13 and 8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. Therefore, if He lives in my heart in 2021, amen, He'll do what He did in 2020 and in 2019 and in 2018. Come on with Brother Joe. He hasn't changed. Amen. Let me hurry. I want to get where I'm going this morning. So Zerubbabel here has been handed a prophecy. Amen. Down from Zechariah. And God has showed Zechariah, amen, to a big golden lamp. Amen. It's got seven lamps on it. Got a big bowl. And it's got seven pipes that feed those seven lamps. And two great pipes that feed down into the bowl. Amen. And that golden oil is flowing. Come on. Amen. It comes from two olive trees at the top. One on the left and one on the right. Listen, I want to tell you a little secret. Amen. That system has been, amen, at work for years and years and years. And it doesn't matter what happens in earth. Amen. Except a few things. Listen, amen. As long as we will allow God, amen, and we will allow the Spirit of God to work, hear me, that oil will continue to flow. Amen. It'll continue to fill that bowl. And it'll continue to feed those lamps that burn. Amen. My God. Jesus said, ye are the light of the world. Amen to God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you this morning, there is nothing that is greater than God's grace. Amen. Listen. Amen. Yes, if you choose God, amen, you're going to have to not choose a lot of other things. Hello? Amen. And if you choose God, there is always ramifications for those choices. Amen. But I thank God this morning. Amen. Listen, it's worth it. It's worth it. I think maybe Sister Deborah mentioned last Sunday, I was talking to her, and she mentioned in Fox's Book of Martyrs, amen, that a man's dear friend was going to be burned at the stake. Amen. And he stood for Christ and he wouldn't bend. Amen. And because of his stand for Christ, they were going, amen, to burn him at the stake. And so he asked that dear friend, would you please, amen, give me a sign before you expire, before you leave this world. Would you give me a sign that it's worth it? Amen. He said, amen. He said, I'll raise my hand. Amen. And give you a sign. Amen. So he watched his friend. Amen. He's burning. And he's watching his flesh burn away. And he said, my, amen. He must not, amen, must not be worth it. Amen. He's already burning. Amen. His knees are practically gone. Amen. But suddenly, amen, the hand flew up and waved at him. Amen. And he knew, amen, that from beyond this realm, amen, God had sent him a sign. Oh, it'll be worth it after all, child. It'll be worth it after all. After all of these trials. Amen. My God, it'll be worth it. Amen. And I want to tell you a little secret. Amen. Glory to God. There's not enough devils. There's not enough enemies of God. Amen. To stop the child of God. If we desire, amen, to walk with God, it don't matter what may happen in this world. Listen. Amen. I like that. I like that words of that song. They might take him off of the walls, the courthouse wall. They may take him out of the park, but they can't take Jesus out of my heart. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. It's been tried for ages and ages and ages. Amen. To do away, amen, with God and His people. But let Brother Joe just tell you, amen, even in the midst of great, amen, repression and great, amen, if you will, amen, horrors, God's church has moved on and has still continued. Amen. They killed them. Amen. In the 10 persecutions of Rome. Amen. Stacked their bodies up. Amen. As high as the walls around the city. Amen. But the church rolled on. Hear me. I said the church rolled on. Who is this that looketh forth as the morning, pale as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners? It's her. It's His church. Amen. Got news for folks. You can't do away with God. Amen. You can't make laws and get rid of God. Amen. God's done got laws that supersede all of yours. Amen. Come on. And Jesus said, listen to the words of the Lamb of God. Amen. Jesus said, I ain't come to judge you. Amen. But you do have something that's going to judge you. Amen. This word is going to judge you at the last day. Come on with Brother Joe. I want to tell you a little secret. Amen. That judge will not shirk his duty. He will fulfill it. Amen. Down here we may have cowards. We may have people, amen, that are bought and paid for and will not do what they're supposed to do. But I want to tell you that God will not alleviate, amen, His work. Come on with Brother Joe. It is appointed unto man once to die. And after this cometh the judgment. Amen. So God give a vision. That vision, amen, is of a burning lamp. Oil's a flowing down. Amen. Who's it coming from, Brother Joe? That oil come from God. Amen. God the Father and God the Son. Amen. Send the Holy Ghost down. Woo! Amen, Brother MacDonald. Only song I've about ever heard Brother MacDonald sing. Amen. For the most part, send the Holy Ghost down, Lord. Send the Holy Ghost on down. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I want to tell you something. He's still sending down that Holy Ghost power. Amen. Come on with me. Amen. Wherever. I'm not just talking about in the United States. He's sending it down all the way around the world. Amen. God's helping people. Amen. Listen. And they figured out it doesn't matter. Amen. What power rules in the world. There's something that is greater than them. Brother Gayden used to sing that song, to sing and shout and walk and talk. There's a higher power. Woo! I'm glad there's a higher power this morning. Amen. I got to hurry. I'm going to move to Romans chapter 8. Amen. I'm going to read there a little bit, so if you bear with me. In Romans chapter 8, amen. I'm going to back up to the 28th verse and going to work my way down through a few things here by the help of grace of God. Amen. I want to just look this morning and show us what God says about His grace and the abounding work of the grace of God. I believe it was Bunyan that wrote that book, Grace Abounding to the Chief of Sinners. Amen. Grace Abounding to the Chief of Sinners. Amen. My. Amen. You got to read that book sometime. Amen. Brother Bunyan, amen, showed how great the grace of God is. Amen. How great is that grace, Brother Joe? Well, it's great enough, first of all, to bring him to salvation. Amen. Second of all, it's great enough that when Brother Bunyan gets thrown in Bedford jail, even because he's standing on the street corner trying to tell somebody about that grace, amen, and he won't shut up, that they lock him up in a cell he can't stand up in or lay down in, amen, they march his family in front of him, amen, and tell him he'll shut up, he can go home with them, amen, but listen to what he says, amen, to them people, amen, wherever, amen, the Spirit of the Lord is the kingdom now for me. Woo! Hallelujah! Amen. A few days later, they would ask Brother Bunyan, amen, look here, amen, John, amen, if we let you out at 9 o'clock this morning, where are you going to be at 10 o'clock? And Brother Bunyan, amen, said, I'll be on such and such a corner preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. He wrote the entire first half of the book, Pilgrim's Progress, amen, in that jail cell. My, you'd never knowed, amen, out of such squalor and filth could come such wonder and glory. Amen. As Pilgrim's Progress, as a man who figured out that he's living in the city of destruction. Amen. Come on, but would to God this morning, amen, the whole world that is lost would figure out they're living in the city of destruction. Amen. What did he do, Brother Joe? He went running and crying. Amen. What shall I do? What must I do? Same thing they said at the Pentecost, was it not? Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. And he runs into a man whose name is Evangelist. Oh, amen. Come on with me this morning. And Evangelist pointed and said, you see yon wicket gate? Amen. That's a little small gate on the top of the hill. That's Calvary. Amen. Yon wicket gate on the top of that hill. Amen. You must go through there. Woo! At Calvary. Oh, glory to God. I found that grace sublime. Oh, hallelujah. I found my relief. I found my forgiveness. I found my escape. Amen. The great John Owens, the great Puritan writer and the one who, amen, does such a wonderful commentary on the book of Hebrews. Amen. Highly thought of preacher. Amen. Puritan in his day. Amen. He spoke to his brother and said, I'm going down to Bedford. I want to talk. Amen. I want to talk to, amen, that man that got in jail down there. I want to talk, amen, and ask him a few things. Come on, I want to talk to John Bunyan. Oh, and they said, John Owens, what have you got? Amen, by the way. Amen. Brother Bunyan was a tinker by trade. Amen. He built knives. Amen. Cooking utensils. Amen. Come on. Listen. Amen. So then, what have you got to do, John Owens, with the likes of that tinker? Amen. And that famous preacher said these words, would to God I could preach like that tinker. Come on, he shall tell you. Amen. Why, Brother Joe? Amen. Because Brother Bunyan is full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I can tell you, he's been filled with something. God's called him. He's been appointed by, amen, no, amen, cemetery. He's been called of God. Woo, hallelujah. Let me hurry. I got to get where I'm going. Romans 8 and 28. And we know all things work together for good to them. All things, listen, all things work together for good to them that love God. Brother Joe, I think you're wrong already. Oh, no. To them who are the called according to His purpose. Amen. You know, there's a lot of folks that don't know, well, I tried that, didn't work out too good for me. Oh, that's the problem. Uh-oh. The problem is, what are we who are we trying, amen, to do the good for? Amen, God or self? Amen. Come on. Listen, we live in a very selfish, professing Christianity. Amen. Oh, everything good has to do with what's good for me. Uh-oh. Let's listen to the Apostle Paul when he says, those things that were gain unto me, I considered it as loss for Christ. And I do what? And what did he say he did about that? I do count them but dung, refuse, something to be thrown away and cleared out of my life. Amen. Don't sound a lot like the Christianity of the hour, does it not? Don't believe it? Turn on most of the popular Christian channels and it's me, I. Amen. Glory to God. My big bank account shows you how big my faith is. Amen. There would have been a bigger lie hatched out of hell than that. Because if it hadn't been the truth, amen, Jesus' bank account would have flowed so much the world couldn't have held it. That ain't the truth. He was in the world. He made the world. He's in the world, and the world knew him not. Man comes to Jesus and said, Master, amen, I'll be your disciple. I'll follow you, Jesus said. Amen, look here, son. Amen, the birds have got nests, and the foxes have got holes. Amen, but the Son of Man hadn't got anywhere to lay his head. What'd he do? He left and went his own way. Come on. Amen, that's what you're saying, Brother Joe. Nothing is greater. Listen, nothing. A lot of the times we fail because we don't allow the grace of God to work. The grace of God doesn't work, amen, to satisfy my selfish desires. It doesn't work to satisfy the flesh. Amen. The grace of God works to satisfy the will and the purpose of God. Amen. What kind of foolishness was God be to send Jesus to die on the cross to satisfy the will of the flesh? Amen. No, He sent Jesus to die on the cross to give you and I the ability to shed the will of the flesh and to take on the will of God. Amen. Come on. Amen. It's not my... What did Jesus say? Amen. Father, be your will to let this cup pass from me. Amen. But nevertheless, He said, not my will, but thine be done. Amen. Now listen, the cup that Jesus was... we get these people who get confused. The cup that He was objected to was not, amen, that it was costly to Him. It was that it was repulsive to Him. Sin was a horrible thing. Come on. Most people today have no problem with that cup. Amen. Come on. They drink it readily. Amen. And tell God how much they love Him. Amen. While they are doing those things that says they don't. Amen. And my. Amen. Jesus said, in vain does this people worship me. They draw not of me with their mouth, but their heart is far from me. Amen. So He said, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, who are called according to His purpose. For whom He did what? Amen. Foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Listen, for them that He did what? Amen. He done something here.
What do you mean he's got a plan, Brother Joe? Oh, yes, to be conformed. He did predestinate us to be conformed to the image of Christ. Amen. I get a phone call from a company that we deal with. Amen. And he starts out, he finds out I'm a minister, and I guess he starts out to want to convert me to his. And amen. And amen. I've been down a lot of those roads and heard a lot of those stories. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. First thing he says, amen, these words, I'm not a Calvinist. And I said, whoa, the light comes on. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I said, well, neither am I. And I'm not an Armenian either, sir. Amen. I come right down the middle of that. I took Charles Grandison Finney's route. And I took the route of Jesus. Amen. He's not a Pharisee and he's not a Sadducee. Amen. But glory to God, he's right with God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so he got on predestination. I said, look at here. They ain't but one thing that you and I have been predestined. Amen, sir. And I got to read that book and read it in the context. And we are predestined to be fashioned in the image of Christ. Amen. God has not chosen, amen, and predestined some men to hell and some to heaven. Amen. But he has predestined, amen, glory to God, that it will come by the grace of God. Amen. He'll fashion us in the image of his Son. Woo! Hallelujah! What a Masha! Steadfastly behold in the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We are changed from faith unto faith. Hallelujah! Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, it's not by might nor by power, but it's by His Spirit. Amen. And by the working of His Spirit. Amen. There's nothing too hard for God's grace. I had people, amen, behind my back tell folks, amen, that there wasn't no hope for me. Amen. I just got in church, got born again. Ain't no hope for him. Amen. Come on. I said, thank God I found the blessed hope. The blessed hope found me. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, I agree. Amen. To a lot of people, I probably made them think that. Amen. Because of the way I acted, what I done. Amen. Come on. And I'm not proud of any of those things. But I am glad this morning to know that my sins are under the blood. Amen. My sins are gone. They're underneath the blood. Calvary, as far removed as darkness is from dawn, in the sea of God's forgiveness, that's good enough for me. Praise God, my sins are gone.
We hope that you have enjoyed today's message. We hope it has touched your heart and that you've allowed God to minister to you as He desires. We hope that it will produce in your life a real change. We preach the gospel because it is the only thing that can change the hearts and lives of men, women, boys, and girls. If you'd like copies of this message, you can reach us at Word of Life Broadcast, 5752 Hosea Gilman Road, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Word of Life Broadcast, 5752 Hosea Gilman Road, Milton, Florida, 32570. Or you can reach us by the way of the World Wide Web at www.WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org. There you can also send us a message by email, tapes at WhitfieldPentecostalFellowship.org, and we'd be glad to send you a copy of the message. Just mention the date for the broadcast. We'd be glad to get it to you. May the Lord bless you. It's our prayer. May you prosper in His will. If you don't know Him, may you find Him to be both Lord and Savior, even this very day. God bless you. Until next time, I'm Pastor Joseph Jones.